A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Tzadiches, Baba Metzia 98b, pagination is 196, starting from the Mishnah, which can be found about 10 lines from the bottom. We're dealing with a case that a person borrowed an item, in this case a cow, and we want to know whose responsibility it will be if something occurs during the time of transfer. That means that the person who is lending it, or the rental company, sends it to the person who is borrowing it. During that interim stage, who is responsible if an accident happens? This is actually a fairly common type of question. We often ignore the possibility, but particularly in the case of a shoel, where the person who's borrowing it is responsible even for accidents. So it could very well be that as it's being transferred, the person who's transferring it might have a lesser level of liability. And if the item is stolen from him, or if the item accidentally, something happens, the animal dies on him, he might not be responsible. And on the contrary, our question would be, is the shoel, the person who's borrowing the animal, already considered responsible for this animal, even in the case of accidents? And as you might be able to anticipate, it will depend on what kind of arrangement the transfer represents. Hashoel es hapora, a person who borrows the cow, v'shilcho lo biad beno, biad avdo, biad shlucho, biad beno, biad avdo, biad shlucho, shel shoel. The person who is lending it sends the item in the hands of his own son, his servant, his messenger, or, quite frankly, in the hands of the person who's borrowing its son, servant, or messenger. Umesa, and the animal died en route, potter. The shoel, the person who's borrowing it, will be potter, because responsibility was never formally accepted during transit. And his responsibility as a borrower doesn't start until he gets the animal, and he never got it. However, Omar lo ha-shoel, if the borrower said, Shilchali, send it to me, biyad bini, biyad avdi, biyad shluchi, o biyad bincha, biyad avdecha, biyad shluchecha, send it to me in the hands of my son, my servant, or my messenger, or, again, quite frankly, in the hands of your son, your servant, your messenger. Osha Omar lo hamashil, or the person who's lending it, said, Hareni mishalchalach, I'm sending it to you, biyad bini, biyad avdi, biyad shluchi, biyad bincha, biyad avdecha, biyad shluchecha, in the hands of these similar types of people. V'omar lo yashoel shalach, and the person who's borrowing it said, send it. Good idea. That's a good solution. Vishilcha umesa, and he sent it, and it died en route by an accident that a shoel would be chayev for. Chayev. He is going to be chayev. V'chein b'shah shemachzira. And similarly, the reciprocal case, when he's sending it back, if there was approval, if there was agreement, so then it's going to be liable. And if he just sent it in a reasonably responsible way, that's nice, but you didn't cause anyone to incur responsibility because it wasn't sent with this special level of authorization. Now, Rashi points out that this Mishnah comes up in a Gemara in Baba Kama regarding a somewhat similar case. And this really is a global concept how does transfer work as far as its responsibility goes? The case in Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Dalid, is based on a Mishnah that was discussing a person who stole money and wants to return it. Now, officially, he has to return it to the person he stole from. However, the case over here is he wants to send it by use of a messenger. And we want to know what is it going to take exactly for the messenger to be authorized on behalf of the person who was stolen from, such that when you give it to this messenger, it's considered a return of the stolen value, and he's absolved. And let's say on the road, the money never makes it because it gets damaged. It never makes it to the person who was stolen from, the nigzal. Will the robber have already fulfilled his responsibility or not? So, as Rashi points out, the Gemara in Kuf Dalid tells us a machlokes between Rav Chista and Rabba. Itmar, we learned, shliach sha'asa'o be'edim, a shliach that was made in front of witnesses. So this is like a whole new level. Rav Chista amar hava shliach. Rav Chista says that's considered an authorized messenger. Rabba amar lo hava shliach. Rabba says that's still not a shliach. And the Gemara there asks from our topic and wonders whether or not this shliach situation was done with Edim or without Edim, and works that through. Again, the ruling of Rav Chista is that once you do it with Edim, that's a shliach, that's an authorized person to represent you. And according to Rav Chista, and according to Rabba, that is not yet a designated shliach to actually represent you. It's only an expression of inish mehemnahu, that it's a person whom you trust. Just to get our bearings in terms of that case where a person was designated as a messenger in front of Edom, the Mechaber writes in Shin Samach Zayin Beis, a person is not authorized to give the money of return from a theft to other logical people, such as the person's son, etc. Elo im kein, unless asa hanigzal hashliach be'edim, unless the person who was stolen from has designated this representative of him in front of Edim, in which case it's a declaration that the person does indeed represent him. Again, our Mishnah is going to be waiting for some sort of statement that clearly says that you're authorizing the person not just as a trustworthy person, but you're authorizing them to represent you. And if what you did qualifies, such as according to Rav Chista, in front of Edim, other forms of authorization that make it clear that you're accepting responsibility, then indeed, during transit, it's in your responsibility. And if an accident happened, in the case of a Shoel, he would have to pay, even though he never physically took possession of the item. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.